Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis and check it. Bitcoin reached a new all-time high in 14 of the G20 nations. That's right. We'll also be discussing Tether USD stablecoin hitting historic $100 billion market cap, as well as the first gold ETF took 2 years to hit $10 billion. This Bitcoin ETF did it in 2 months. We'll also be discussing the phase of face-melting FOMO now underway for Bitcoin, according to quant analyst Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model. And quoting the Giga Chad Michael Saylor from his recent speech, I think that we're in the Bitcoin gold rush era. It started in January of 2024 and will run until about November of 2034. If you're ready for a 10-year bull run, smash the like. We'll also be discussing, did Qatar buy Bitcoin? We'll be deciphering the $3 billion mystery, because according to Max Kaiser, it's happening. It's a done deal. So I'll be breaking down all the latest insights behind this and what this means for the Bitcoin price action. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is podcast episode number 1569 of the Crypto News Alerts Pod. Bitcoin's about to reclaim 67,000. We haven't seen price action like this in 3 freaking years. Let that sink in. Today is March 4th, 2024. JV is calling for a $70,000 Bitcoin price today on March 4th. Holla. Let me know if you agree or disagree. We greatly appreciate y'all. Let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. Checking out Coin360. We got Bitcoin hovering at 66,700, up another 7% on the day. We have Ether trading at roughly 3,600. We have Doge up 22%. We have SHIB up 36%. We have Cardano up 8.5%. Even XRP getting a warm piece of the sidewalk for once, up 6%. So everything's crushing. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, I'm going to refresh for the latest data. The current market cap, let me refix that. The current market cap is sitting at $2.47 trillion. This is the highest we have been in years. 24-hour volume soaring, $134 billion. Bitcoin dominance back on the rise. Surprise, surprise. 52.9%. Ether dominance, 17.3%. And now, checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours. Bonk going bonkers, up 60% on the day, 220% on the week. Pepe, I guess it's meme coin season. And family up 46%. We have SHIB up 34%. Below that, Phantom, BitTorrent, Dogecoin, and Jasmine. Now, which altcoins family are you most bullish on during this bull run of 2024? Holla at your boy. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective on the daily for the alt market. Everything virtually crushing, at least the ones that are crushing. Bonk 60%, Pepe 46%, BTT 23%, Doge 20%, and SHIB 34%. Zooming out on the monthly to get a more broader perspective. Virtually everything in the green, killing it with 600%, Pepe 750%, Bonk 300%, Floki 500%, Jasmine 400%, Sats 57%, AXL 141%, SHIB 221%, WorldCoin 225%, wow, Uni 106%. It goes on and on. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators, shows we're currently extreme greed 82, yesterday 83, last week a 72 in greed, and last month a 60 in greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown, the estimated halving is scheduled to take place April 24th, roughly 50 days from right now. Where do you feel that Bitcoin price action will likely be within the next 50 days, family? Holla at your boy. And do you think we can hit 100,000 per coin as Adam Back bet on? Holla. Here we go. As we usher in 67,000, let's break down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out the charts where the price action is likely to take us next. Here we go. Bitcoin just passed a new all-time high against the euro as Bitcoin's price reached a new multi-year high now of close to $67,000. I want to point out here, Bitcoin reaching a new all-time high in 14 of the G20 nations. So yeah, versus the euro, all-time high. Japanese yen, all-time high. British pound, all-time high. Australian dollar, over 101,000, all-time high. Canadian dollar, all-time high. Chinese yuan, all-time high. New Zealand, all-time high. Swedish krona, all-time high. South Korean won, all-time high. Norwegian krone, all-time high. Indian rupee, all-time high. South African rand, all-time high. And the Turkish lira, all-time high. We're just getting started, family. It is pretty lit right now. Bitcoin has been breaking new highs against multiple fiat currencies this year, as I just pointed out, including the Chinese yuan. Bitcoin broke a new all-time high against the CNY in late February, breaking the previous record of 414,000. Pretty impressive. And according to Balaji, the former chief CTO of Coinbase, Bitcoin passed all-time highs in more than 30 countries as of February 28th. That was last week, including China, India, Japan, South Korea, and Argentina. And as you know, at the time of this live stream, we're now sitting at roughly 67,000, continuing to break all-time highs. Swiss franc, Brazilian real, the Mexican peso, the British pound, and we're just getting started. US dollar is the final boss. Bitcoin is killing it. And according to River Intelligence marketing head Sam Wouters, the Mexican peso is the most ambitious target for Bitcoin to smash. And according to their data, Bitcoin is trading at 1.1 million pesos, probably a lot higher as the way we're climbing is unprecedented, family. Bitcoin has been smashing all-time highs in multiple fiat currencies amid Bitcoin gaining bigger exposure after the launch of the Bitcoin ETS, which we had officially January 11th. Insane to believe, fam. It's been less than 2 months. And as a result, we're skyrocketing and we're just getting started. Our next story is going to be discussing Tether USD stablecoin hitting the historic 100 billion market cap milestone. The next story of the day is Tether USDT reaching $100 billion market cap. Stablecoin Tether has crossed an all-time high market cap of $100 billion. That's not peanuts, fam. Posting a 9-year date to growth and furthering the gap between its next largest rival, which is USD Coin. USDT monetarily hit its $100 billion milestone today, March 4th, as the market cap fluctuates based on the current price and circulating supply. According to CoinGecko, it's over $71 billion ahead in market cap compared to its closest stablecoin rival, USDC, which is Circle, which has also seen its market cap grow this year. On the other hand, Tether has yet to breach the 100 billion milestone on other data sources, such as CoinMarketCap. Tether's market cap places it around par with the British oil and gas titan BP, and a little above the e-commerce giant Shopify. Tether is a crypto peg to the price of the US dollar, available on 14 blockchains and protocols, according to the website. And in the third largest crypto by market cap behind Ether, it has grown to play a key role as a blockchain-based option for crypto traders needing a stable asset. And over the past month, the crypto market has sprung back to the market cap of over $2 trillion. That's right. We're like now $2.25 trillion, approaching $2.5 trillion, with Bitcoin seeing a 50% price increase and notching now 3-year price highs, now that we're virtually eclipsing 67,000, family. The company that issued the token, called Tether, claims to back each USD token one-to-one with its independently audited reserves, primarily made up of yield-bearing U.S. Treasury bills, a short-term loan given to the U.S. government. In the fourth quarter of last year, the company posted a record quarterly profit of $2.85 billion, $1 billion of which came from its T-bills. In its fourth quarter report disclosed T-bill holdings of over $80 billion, and in the past, it claimed to be one of the world's top buyers of U.S. government debt. And in late 2022, Tether pledged that by the end of 2023, it would stop lending out funds from its reserves. Those plans never eventuated, with Tether having $4.8 billion of loans on its books at the end of 2023. Although it's about $1 billion less than where it started the year with, it claims the loans are fully collateralized and promised to cut them to zero in 2024. Over half of the USDT currently issued is on the Tron blockchain, which a January United Nations report said has become a preferred choice for the Southeast Asia-based cyber fraud and money launderers. Tether has hit back at the report, claiming the UN failed to mention the company's law enforcement collaboration and the token's traceability. I also like to point out why I like Tether USDT is they even have now Bitcoin on their balance sheet. So they're true Bitcoin believers, unlike Circle USDC, who are enemies a Bitcoin. So keep that in mind. Here we go. Let's discuss our next story of the day, shall we? The headline reads, first gold ETF took 2 years to hit $10 billion. This Bitcoin ETF did it in 2 months. Let that sink in. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust crossed $10 billion in assets under management in just over 7 weeks, a figure that took the U.S. gold-backed ETF more than 2 years to achieve. And MicroStrategy, it took them 4 years to achieve 193,000 Bitcoin on the balance sheet. They've already surpassed that, again, in less than 2 months. As of March 1st, BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF touched $10 billion, around 39 trading days since launch. On the other hand, U.S. first gold ETF took more than 2 years to do the same following its launch back in 2004. Quoting William Clemente, Bitcoin ETF inflows have absolutely blown gold's out of the water, not even close, utterly dwarfed, decimated. Reflexivity Research co-founder Clemente claimed there were several days of record inflows into the spot ETFs last week, with the 26th of February, the 27th and 28th, exceeding $500 billion for the new 9 ETFs. And already this morning, the BlackRock volume surpassed what the typical day's volume is. So you already know it's getting ultra lit, supply shock incoming, send it. March 4th, retired venture capitalist Jeff Kredelkis shared a chart comparing the inflows of the Bitcoin ETFs with the outflows of the gold funds, adding that Bitcoin products have already accumulated almost half the value of the gold funds since their launch in January. We're just getting this mofo lit, family. Goldbug, Mr. Peter Schiff, can someone check on him real quick? Just make sure he's still breathing. He wasn't swayed. March 2nd, he said on CNBC that he was so fixated on the sideshow going on with Bitcoin and the new Bitcoin ETFs that they haven't even reported on today's $43 rise. Ooh, $43 rise in gold, Peter. Oh my God. You're happy with that? Kind of sad. Spot gold prices returned to near peak levels of $2,081 per ounce March 3rd. However, the precious yellow metal has only gained 1% since the beginning of the year. So yeah, how many percent is Bitcoin up since the beginning of the year? Well, we're up like 50% plus since the past month. So yeah, we're probably up already, I don't know, over 150% on the year. Past 12 months, let me know if that's accurate. Comparatively, the Bitcoin price, yes, has surged 50% in the same period. And in late February, Bloomberg ETF analyst Balchuna said, gold's pain is Bitcoin's ETF gain. I like that. Gold's pain is Bitcoin ETF's gain. Gold is the poor man's Bitcoin. That's right. Now, he added that there was a decent chance that Bitcoin ETFs would surpass the gold ETFs in assets under management in less than 2 years. I think it's a given, family. What are your thoughts? I think we can do that sooner than later. But let's dive into our next story of the day, shall we? And we'll discuss the latest here. The phase of face melting FOMO now underway for the King Crypto, according to quant analyst Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model. Let's go. And welcome, Len. Thanks for subscribing. Quant analyst Plan B says Bitcoin has now entered the stage of its market cycle where extreme price pumps and volatility are the commonplace. In a new session, Plan B shares a chart with his YouTube subs that attempts to indicate the four phases of the Bitcoin market cycles. We have the accumulation phase, the bull market, the distribution, and the bear market. Kind of reminiscent of the real estate cycle, which also has four cycles: growth, stabilization, decline, revitalization. Now, according to Plan B, who is also the creator of the controversial stock to flow model, Bitcoin just entered the bull market officially, which will bring face melting FOMO and massive rallies, as well as 30% dips. Quoting him here from Crypto Twitter, big news here, red dot. What we see in this chart is the stock to flow price again on the logarithmic scale, and the colors, it's the phases. So we see phase switch change right now. We go from accumulation phase, which is over right now. There's no more steady growth, easy buying, etc. Now we go to the bull market. So there will be face melting FOMO, extreme price pumps, and also multiple 30% dips. And I actually want to pull up the chart if I can right here. Actually, it's not linked on it, unfortunately. I'll just continue reading it for you. And also multiple 30% dips. A lot of the people ask what I mean by that. And if we look at, for example, the 2017 all-time highs, which is more typical than the one in 2020 and 2021, we saw multiple, I think, 5 or 6 30% dips in there. And then the big pumps after that. Pump it up, family. If you've never experienced a bull market, it'll really be face melting and scary at some times. But we have a lot of things going on. The narrative is that the ETFs at the moment, of course, we saw $500 million in inflows in 1 day, and that caused a 5% price pump for Bitcoin. There's a lot more inflows into the ETFs coming, so that promises a lot more price increases as well. And there might be in the rest of the year in 2025, sovereign funds and nation state adoption. Did someone say Qatar? Yeah, stay tuned, family. Who knows what's next? It'll be very surprising. It'll be extreme. Now, here's the updated stock-to-flow model, which shows we're officially in a bull market. See the sexy red dot? That's what we're going to focus on. Here are the four stages. We have accumulation, bull market, distribution, and bear market. You look at the previous three cycles that come before us from 2012, 2016, and 2020. Notice, after we have a massive run-up, which is represented in red for the bull, we have yellow, which is distribution, followed by green bear market, and then we have blue accumulation, followed by red like clockwork every 4 years. Now look, we just printed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 11 or 12 blue accumulation dots, and we finally just got the first, and we're looking at the end of the chart all the way to the right, the red dot where the cursor is. You can see that one red dot symbolizing the very first dot via the stock to flow for the bull market means the bull market is officially here. And if history is to rhyme, we'll get anywhere from 8 to 13 of these red bull market dots on the stock to flow, which virtually means it's only the second inning of this bull run, family. We're just getting started. If you're pretty ecstatic about that, holla at your boy. Let's go. Anyways, fam, next story of the day. Let's go. Headline reads right here. AI ETFs will power a decade-long gold rush for Bitcoin, according to the Giga Chad, Michael Saylor. That's right. The spot Bitcoin ETFs have triggered a decade-long institutional gold rush for BTC, which will be aided by the rise of autonomous artificial intelligence, according to Saylor. During a panel discussion at Bitcoin Atlantis Conference March 1st, Saylor argued that after the launch of the spot ETF, Bitcoin has entered a period of high growth institutional adoption, quoting the Giga Chad. Very powerful quote here. Check it. I think that we are in the Bitcoin gold rush era. It started January 2024 and will run until about November of 2034. So you got the next decade to take advantage of this, fam. Saylor said that by the year 2035, 99% of all the Bitcoin will have been mined, and that 3035 will mark the start of the growth phase. Today, roughly 93.5% of the 21 million Bitcoin that will ever be issued have already been mined, according to Buy Bitcoin Worldwide. And Neil Jacobs shared some of these clips he wrote. Actually, that's just quoting the Giga Chad. But if you want to see the speech of Michael Saylor, you can find that. There's a link in the show notes below the video in the description. Saylor said the spot Bitcoin ETFs are currently only serving as a distribution channel to 10 to 20% of those interested at the moment. But he sees this rising upwards to 100% once the banks and institutional wirehouses start facilitating Bitcoin trades. Quoting him again, when they can buy via their bank, their institutional wirehouse, their prime broker, they will make a $50 million decision in 1 hour. Saylor believes almost all the banks will eventually be pressured into custodying Bitcoin because their largest clients demand it. He says, you're going to see resistance drop. There will be a day where Bitcoin blasts past gold and trades more than the S&P index ETFs. Saylor also sees Bitcoin as a crucial in securing the internet as bad actors swoop in on the AI revolution. Quoting him again, if you want to actually watermark, timestamp, cryptographically sign messages and documents and content, you're going to need Bitcoin to do that as a system of truth. So I think AI will drive demand for Bitcoin in that way. He also shared, if you want to create an AI version of yourself and have it live on the internet forever, you better give it some Bitcoin. So I think there is going to be an interesting demand function there. He also says, if you look at AI, a lot of these hyperscalers are looking to scale up 60 gigawatts this year, and they are wanting to go 600 gigawatts within a decade. So what's going to happen is they are going to inherit all the energy FUD, which we know as fear, uncertainty, and doubt that we have used. So they will actually throw all their lobbyists at that. And as Max shares here, as I predicted, Bitcoin will starve AI of energy to death. Bitcoin fights for humanity. AI is fighting against humanity. And then this other guy, John, chimed in, correct. AI is extremely dirty energy-wise and thirsty water demand. Bitcoin is increasingly powered by clean renewables and doesn't need water. And quoting Paolo Ordonio, one of the heads over at Tether, Tether is expanding its energy investments, providing capital, tech expertise, and advisory to the new venture Volcano Energy. The potential of El Salvador as the global energy and Bitcoin hub is immense. And at Tether, we're grateful to be a part of this opportunity. So lots of excitement going on, family. And quoting Lynn Alden, we're going to see new frictions and then overcoming frictions because the tool itself is so powerful that it just gives so many ways to route around problems when they emerge. So there you have it. Crypto Fam. Let me know your thoughts with the latest of what the Giga Chad Mike Saylor had to say at Bitcoin Atlantis. And do you agree that we're likely to have a 10-year bull run, which is just getting started? Let me know. Let's now dive into our featured story of the day. Bitcoin just made a 3-year high. We're on the cusp of reaching price discovery mode and claiming $69,000. Make some noise for that. But our featured story, did Qatar buy Bitcoin and deciphering the $3 billion mystery? I'm going to start with some tweets and then we'll dive deeper into the story. Bitcoin Archive pointed out a few hours ago, number one, the Emir, ultimately the king of Qatar, visited El Salvador in September, which many of you may know. Qatar's private jet was in Madeira at the Bitcoin Atlantis conference just a couple of days ago. And the next day, Bitcoin broke 65,000. We just touched roughly 67,000 here on the stream. Probably nothing. And here's some of the receipts you can see here. It's happening. El Salvador's president, Bukele, welcomes the Emir of Qatar. The Emir of Qatar, His Highness, has arrived in our country, so he did meet with Bukele. That, my friend, is a fact. You can see their airplane right here. Here is some alpha for you. Saw this private jet from Qatar at Madeira Airport the day after Saylor's talk at Bitcoin Atlantis. Could it be a coincidence? You already know. And let's go with some more screenshots here, some more receipts. Sure enough, check out. There are for the Christian Rodolin Museum, I'm sure. I'm not sure what that is. So let's go here. It's happening, says Max Kaiser. And he made a tweet. I know Scaramucci said Max is saying Qatar may have added Bitcoin to their balance sheet. If true, all we can say is thank you, Max Kaiser. And he confirmed again by retweeting it and said, it is happening. Shout out to Lock Sky. Congratulations, everyone who just became a MicroStrategy membership on the channel on behalf of Lock Sky, gifting you guys and hooking it up. Shout out to Norm 30. We got Kay. We got Peter McCann. We got Molly and Blake. Congratulations, fam. And thank you so much, Lock Sky legend, for always hooking it up. Much respect and much love. So yeah, and some other tweets here. Someone wrote, Mystery Whale has quietly accumulated over $3 billion in Bitcoin in 15 months. Max Kaiser retweeted and put the flag of Qatar. So clearly, Max knows they got what they got. And he says, God candle incoming. Again, a God candle is $10,000 on a single daily chart. No brainer if you're to ask me. Source, President Bukele, orange pilled the Emir. Here's the receipts from back in September 2023. The Emir of Qatar has officially met with El Salvador President Bukele. I've also covered this story numerous times here on the podcast. So yeah, and also as shared here by the Bitcoin News, the Qatar Executive Gulfstream, the G650ER, is the fastest ultra-long-range business jet in the world. Spotted in Madeira during the Bitcoin Atlantis conference. All a big coincidence, or are they now Bitcoin billionaires? Your thoughts, Crypto Fam. Now let me read this story to you. Over the past weekend, speculation about a possible investment by Qatar in Bitcoin has gained momentum. Rumors suggest that the country may have added the digital asset to its reserves. This speculation was given credence from SkyBridge Capital founder, the Mooch, Anthony Scaramucci, hinting at Qatar's involvement as the rumor mill continues churning. The Bitcoin price witnessed a dramatic surge today, almost eclipsing the $67,000 mark. And the day is still early. The origin of the speculation traces back to September 2023, when the Emir of Qatar, His Highness Tamim bin Hamad, made a notable visit to El Salvador and the country's president, Bukele. The visit, purportedly to discuss Bitcoin adoption amongst other investment avenues, sparked initial rumors, but failed to produce any official confirmation regarding Qatar's Bitcoin engagement. And as Jake Simmons tweeted here, the Emir of Qatar has landed in El Salvador, agenda, Bitcoin legal tender, mining, Bitcoin bonds, and infrastructure investments. What do you guys think? Now, Max Kaiser, as we know, is the high priest, the prominent Bitcoin advocate and associate of El Salvador's President Bukele, had particularly been vocal about the speculation. In a charged statement, Kaiser exclaimed yesterday, it's happening, followed by a bullish prediction of a God candle incoming, and explicitly mentioning Bukele's influence over the Emir with the phrase, orange pilled the Emir. Also, Max shared a few weeks back that not only is it happening, he says they want to convert their entire sovereign wealth fund worth a half a trillion, which is $500 billion, into Bitcoin. That's what he said. And echoing Kaiser's enthusiasm, we got the Mushu remark that Max is saying Qatar may have added Bitcoin to the balance sheet. If true, all we can say, thank you, Max Kaiser. This sentiment captures the high stakes and excitement within the Bitcoin community regarding this. Now, Thomas Farrer, the mind behind Apollo, a platform aimed at accelerating Bitcoin adoption by providing authentic reviews, weighed in on the potential market implications. Quoting him here, the Qatar Central Bank holds $80 billion in assets. If rumors of Qatar adopting Bitcoin are true and they are just 5% of their assets, that alone would send the price to $100,000 per coin. His analysis underscores the significant market movements such as investments could trigger. Welcome everyone joining the stream. We just surpassed 1,000. I appreciate y'all. Pump the likes to pump the stream. And adding another layer to the mystery, Edward Snowden's cryptic forecast, which I shared here on the show a few days ago, hinted at a national government's conversion Bitcoin acquisition, saying, prediction, a national government will be revealed this year to have been buying Bitcoin, the modern replacement for monetary gold, without having disclosed that fact publicly. And though Snowden didn't name any country just yet, his prediction adds fuel to the speculative fire. So what are your thoughts? Do you think he is hinting this Qatar? I mean, Max hinting Qatar. We have Scaramucci hinting Qatar, the Bitcoin archive, and now potentially Edward Snowden. Now, another piece of the puzzle is a wallet address dubbed Mr. 100. Let's discuss it. The crypto community's attention has been drawn to this mysterious Bitcoin wallet in recent weeks, which has been frequently making Bitcoin purchases of approximately 100 Bitcoin per day since November 2022. That's right. Now, some are speculating Mr. 100 could potentially be Jeff Bezos. Bezos was more recently seen rubbing elbows with Saylor as well. The wallet now holds over 51,000 Bitcoin worth $3.3 billion, so others are speculating that this is Qatar. But according to the charts, the activities of the wallet, coupled with its usage of Binance and KuCoin for transactions, hint at an entity outside the United States, which in turn fuels the Qatar speculation. And again, according to the rumors and according to the tweets I already shared with you, Max Kaiser is ultimately saying this mystery whale who has $3 billion is Qatar. Let me know if you agree, family, or disagree in the live chat. And so there you have it. More bullishness likely to continue. We already tapped almost 67,000 this morning, a new 3-year high. Congratulations to all the Bitcoin hodlers. Who do you think it's the mystery? Is it Bezos? Is it Qatar? Or is it someone completely off the radar we're not even discussing right now? And what's going to happen when the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia makes the announcement and all this oil money starts pouring into Bitcoin? The total addressable market is north of $700 trillion, right? The crypto market cap is a mere $2 trillion, a drop in the bucket. The Bitcoin market cap, roughly $1.5 trillion. That's nothing, right? We're just getting started, family. What's going to happen when we see these God candles, right? And we enter true institutional FOMO like you have never seen before on the world stage? What's going to happen when we get the ETFs coming out of El Salvador, ETFs coming out of Hong Kong, more sovereign wealth fund and nation state adoption the same year of the halving, right? The same year as the presidential election, Bitcoin being the most pristine collateral to ever exist, perfect money, unconfiscatable, incorruptible, perfect store of value, immutable, borderless, and un-F-wittable, if you feel me. Make some noise, family. Let me know your feedback, and let's do some live Q&A. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.